there's no place like home for the holidays. And no matter how far away you roam, if you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can.
Welcome back, listeners, to another Horror for the Holidays stocking stuffer. I'm Jeff Searcy.
And out of nowhere, here comes Jay Logsdon. Jeff, you know how we didn't eat trash on our Matt Dupay episode?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to eat some trash right now.
Oh, boy.
Garbage day!
Huh?
No!
Because I've got Easter candy.
God, he's doing it. He's doing it again.
Pop-Tart flavored peeps.
Oh, no.
Trolley bursting crawlers.
Ugh.
I assume they're going to jizz in your mouth.
Oh, gross.
Sour punch straw, Easter straws.
Oh, my God. They just won't stop making things.
Sour patch kids glow up eggs.
Oh, my God.
That's it.
Yeah, it would have been very funny to make Matt watch us eat all these snacks.
There was part of me who was like, do I like message him ahead of time and be like, we're thinking about getting, I'm thinking about having Jeff eat these snacks.
Yeah. Struggling with the cellophane. Open, damn it.
Blue, yellow, and pink of the Sour Patch Kids.
Figures one of the most terrible candies would be the most difficult to open. There we go. Crack the peeps.
Just take a sleeve of peeps.
Oh God, are we gonna need a whole sleeve of them?
I mean, no, but right, we can munch on these while we're talking about two movies.
Oh boy. Jay went to the movies again, folks. I'm surprised after what he did the last time they let him back in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. There's peep dust everywhere.
The peeps strike once again. Look what happened to me when I opened them.
All right, so I don't know what all you got around to seeing, Jeff.
I saw Ready or Not 2.
Okay.
And I saw They Will Kill You.
Oh, excellent. Okay, we're going to talk about the same two movies.
Yes.
Do you want to start with Ready or Not 2?
Sure, why not?
All right.
That was not bad, but less exciting.
Agreed. The less exciting movie.
Yeah.
Of the two movies that people were like, well, these are just Ready or Not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'll talk about the one that I guess was more Ready or Not and less of a fun movie.
Indeed. Going in for a peep, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see what this is like.
Strawberry Pop-Tart flavored.
Mm. Those bastards at Peeps did it. It tastes like strawberry Pop-Tart filling.
Sure does. Honestly, this might be the best peep I've ever had.
I was going to say, I just got done with my anti-peep rant, and actually these peeps are pretty good. Because usually a fucking peep is like, oh, this is cotton candy flavored peep, and it just tastes like regular peep. Or, you know, this is green apple peep, and it's just green colored, doesn't actually taste like it.
So listener, if you don't know about Ready or Not, first movie, lady gets married, learns that her in-laws made a deal with the devil.
Yep.
Where every wedding they have to play a game. And the one bad game is hide and seek. If she had gotten go fish, everything would have been fine.
Damn.
And so she has to basically kill all of her in-laws, or I guess survive / kill them.
Yeah.
And then the people, and if she makes it to dawn, then all the people, all the in-laws blow up in a big CGI goopy bloody mess.
Of course, yes.
That's the first movie. The second movie is apparently a second game got triggered by her surviving the first movie. And now the other six families that also made deals with the devil have to show up and fight with her try to kill her.
So now their honor's on the line, Jay. Got to get a sequel up in this thing.
Which, I mean, not a bad idea.
At the end of the day, did it need to happen? Probably not. But it was executed fairly well, I would say. I mean, Elijah Wood was pretty cool in it.
He was absolutely my star of the movie. I thought the whole cast was great, but Elijah Wood as the lawyer was so fucking phenomenal.
I was a little worried because he seemed like he was almost like green screened into scenes in the trailer. I'm glad that it looked a little bit better in the final product.
No, he was phenomenal. I really enjoyed the Elijah Wood stuff. I like even just like the physical humor, like when the lady accidentally kills the other, because one of the rules is the families can't kill each other in this, and like they can't cheat, and a lady accidentally kills another family member.
Mm-hmm.
And like the everyone moving away and like Elijah Wood like hiding behind the book.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, definitely some good moments. But, I mean, honestly, I probably would have thought of it more favorably if I hadn't seen They Will Kill You right afterwards.
Having seen these within, like, days of each other, agreed. I will say, so they played hide and seek again. That was kind of the whole idea.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like the rules of hide and seek weren't followed, because initially they drugged them and just put them on the ninth hole. No, they should have had a time to hide.
That's what I was thinking. That's exact thought crossed my mind. I was like, hide and seek, usually you get to pick your own hiding place.
And then to tell everybody they're on the ninth hole. Like, what the fuck?
That's not hide and seek. That's like, if anything, they're really playing like tag almost.
But like overall, I really enjoyed the movie. I enjoyed that it was kind of like a golf course resort instead of like a mansion complex. Some really great, like, gave itself some really great moments. The fucking wedding hall fight was maybe my favorite part of the whole movie.
Yeah.
Really, really enjoyed that. The Samara Weaving's character fights the ex-girlfriend of the guy she married, and that lady puts on a wedding dress as well, and it's just this like knockdown drag out fight in a wedding hall. They both get sprayed with pepper spray, so they're like flailing at each other blindly. Oh, it was so good.
No, definitely better than it could have been, I will say. Especially to a movie that, honestly, I was like, they're making a sequel to it. It's like everybody blew up.
Yeah, how do you make a sequel out of this? And they found a way. They did a good job.
Yeah, a credible way to make a sequel.
Thought the costumes, especially the wedding dress and the final scene, thought all that stuff was great.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the resort setting was good. Something a little bit different.
I would have liked to see the shitty cousin of the twins get involved in the hunting.
Yeah.
I would have liked more from him. And I would have liked more of like exploring the next of kin thing with the twins, because technically one twin has to be born first.
Right.
And so I would have liked something where like Sarah Michelle Gellar was actually playing her brother.
Oh yeah.
And like, and so she's like, no, like, we're both involved, and like she's been manipulated. Like, I really thought we were gonna get some kind of twist like that, and we didn't.
Yeah, no, that would have been cool. I mean there's not like like I said, it would probably be more of a standout in my mind if I hadn't seen the other movie, but there's nothing bad about this one. It does a pretty respectable job. I mean of course, it's going to be, because I saw a lot of people saying, oh, yeah, this is just the same movie again. I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, that's what a sequel is.
Yep.
But it's the same movie again, but a little bit different this time.
Halloween 2 is just Halloween 1 in a hospital.
Yes. And then Halloween 4, 5, 6. I don't take that criticism seriously anymore, because it's like, yes, a sequel is going to be mostly the same movie again, because that's what people wanted to see the first time.
Yep.
And they want to see it again, except this time it's going to either happen in a different place or in a slightly different way.
Yep.
Than it happened. And that's like, that's pretty much sequels in a nutshell.
Or with like different, like one main character the same, but all the other characters
the same thing happens again, but this time to a different group of people. Yes, that's also a sequel thing. But it's like, maybe it's because we review and read so many reviews for movies, but it's like some of the criticism for movies people have is just like, that's really what you're latching on to. It's like, oh, Ready or Not 2 was like Ready or Not 1. No shit, really. That's like if people complain, oh yeah, you know, the Knives Out movies are all mystery movies with an ensemble cast. It's like, well, yeah, that's kind of what they are, yeah.
That's all of them, yeah.
Yeah. All these Star Wars movies, these people keep having wars in space, Jay.
I will say, though, let's talk about, Jeff, I'm just going to say it right here. Movie that instantly shot to the top of my list. This is my favorite movie of 2026. Let's talk about They Will Kill You.
Mm.
A movie that, like, when it came out, speaking of Ready or Not 2, people were like, well, do we really need another Ready or Not? Ready or Not's out. It's like, this is nothing like Ready or Not.
There's not anything like Ready or Not, no.
Jeff, never in a million years did I think I would get a horror comedy about a satanic cult trying to live forever that turns into a samurai movie halfway through. But goddamn, it exists, and it is amazing.
And Draco Malfoy is there?
And it's, oh my god, like, because, like, yeah, I had seen the trailer after we had talked about it, and I had seen all the stuff, and I'm like, oh, cool. Like, I had also kind of been like, oh, it looks a little Ready or Naughty.
That's why I mentioned it to you in the first place. I'm like, this seems like a Jay movie.
But then when she fucking pulls out, like, her cadre of weapons.
Yes. Oh, yeah, when she's rummaging around in the closet.
And, oh, my God, like, just the action scenes were amazing. The filming of, like, her crawling around, like, climbing up things and all sorts. Oh my, oh, so good.
The fight choreography was pretty impressive, I have to say. And I like the animal masks and things that the cultists wore. I like the immortality reveal. So I'm like, oh man, she just carved her way through.
I was literally like, I thought Draco Malfoy was in this movie more than that.
That's what I said. I'm like, damn, they could only afford Draco for 5 minutes?
And then they all come walking out. They're all fucking battered and bloody limbs missing.
Him coming out carrying his head under his arm. I was like, yeah, this is going to be a good movie.
And this is a movie where, like, yes, there's CGI blood.
Oh, yeah. If you're looking for anything, this is like a hyper-stylized movie. There's nothing, like, realistic violence-wise in this.
But, like, this is a movie where I'm okay with CGI blood.
Yeah.
Because, like, one, you know, like, probably the budget is way less than Ready or Not 2. Oh,
easily.
And two, it's like, everything else, like, with the blood is so fun and over the... very Kill Billy, I thought, like, with the just... Every time a limb gets hacked off, blood just goes splurting everywhere.
Yes, Kill Bill came to my mind, definitely, watching some of the fighting. A little bit of that kind of like John Wick-style action camera when it's like a crowd fight. A little bit of like, I don't know, you've seen Violent Night now, right?
Yes.
And some of the fight scenes kind of reminded me of that, too. Like where it'll be like kind of over the top CGI violent, but then like sometimes it'll go back down to like this visceral, like you can like feel the impact of some of these weapons. Like when she gets stabbed, that was a really good one. Like when the kid runs up behind her and stabs her in the back when she's trying to hide. Little shit. Mm. You like how that burst in your mouth, Jay?
I don't like those bursting
here,
trolleys.
Jay, put my worm in your mouth and let it burst. See what you're missing, Matt? You should have stayed for stocking stuffers.
I even thought, like speaking of movies that this reminded me of, the color scheme-wise, it felt like it was a Wes Anderson movie. The color palette used.
No, definitely.
And so I was like, it's like a Wes Anderson color palette blaxploitation samurai film that's also a horror comedy. Like,
It's funny that you mentioned that, because I think I made that joke to Amber. I was like, it's the grand devil-worshipping Budapest Hotel.
I was literally sitting there, I'm like, who is this? Whose color palette is this? I'm trying to...
But no, it's lots of great performances. Honestly, I was kind of surprised, because I'm like, she played Domino, which was kind of more of an action role, but really, Domino's power being luck, all she really does is just walk through situations. Like, is she going to be able to pull this off? And yeah, she totally can.
No, Zazie Beetz is phenomenal. Heather Graham is great. Draco Malfoy. Mm-hmm. The lead lady was the old lady caretaker.
Oh yeah,
she's somebody too. They all did a phenomenal job. Another movie to compare to Dread.
Mm. The room to room fighting. Yep. Yeah.
But yeah, I just, if nothing else to talk about how awesome I thought this movie was. I got out, and the first thing I did was I looked to see when it was coming out on Blu-ray. It's already available for pre-order. I pre-ordered it. And then I was like, I wonder if the soundtrack is available anywhere to pre-order. It is. I pre-ordered the soundtrack as well.
Patricia Arquette.
Yes. Yeah, there we go.
David Arquette's sister.
No, she did great, too. Like, it was...
No. Oh, my God. I'm not going to spoil the end, but the reveal of the method of immortality at the end, I thought was really cool.
And then the fight scene with that. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. God, that. There's so many great things to like about this. I mean, it's a tight movie, too, which I think you can appreciate a lot more these days. A movie that gets it done in and out in 90 minutes. Pretty rare.
I had invited a friend to go see it. And they were like, I'm really not interested in that. And afterwards, I was like, this movie moved above Bone Temple. This is my favorite movie of the year. And they were literally like, damn, I should have gone. And I'm like, yeah, you should have.
I mean, yeah, that would be ideal. Yes. I don't know. It's like, especially now with like the movie club membership at Cinemark, it's so cheap to go to a movie. Like, I've just been going on Tuesdays because it's $4 for me to go see a movie.
Tuesday's like membership day or whatever.
Yeah.
No, just I had such a great time. Like, I truly cannot say, like I said, I cannot say enough good about this movie. I loved it.
I was very pleasantly surprised, because I was going into it, I'm like, this will probably be a fun thing, but I doubt it's going to be that good. But no, it really was pretty good.
Like, I am excited to get my Blu-ray copy and watch it again. There's part of me like, maybe I might try to go see it again if it's still in theaters. I know it did not have a great opening weekend.
No.
But if it's still in theaters, I might try to go see it again just to...
I think you could have a fun rewatch.
But yeah, that was... we don't do this every time, but to answer the question, they will kill you. Yeah. Of course I want this in my stocking.
Recommend.
I literally already bought it. Ready or not to.
I mean, I might watch it again someday, like on streaming or whatever, but it's not one I feel like a burning desire to own.
I went and rewatched the first Ready or Not after watching Ready or Not 2, and I was like, that's fun. Yeah. One thing I would have liked in Ready or Not, we got a little bit of it. I would have liked more of the hide and seek song again. Samara Weaving sings it at one point, but I was like, I want a little more hide and seek.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely room for improvement.
Also, her sister was one of the girls from Abigail.
Yes.
I was like, yes. Oh, that's Abigail girl.
God, you remember Abigail? Because apparently we're the only two people who do, Jay.
I do see people talk about it online, and they're like, why did they spoil the twist in the trailer? Or it's people being like, this movie's great, why does nobody talk about it? It's like, because all the people that are mad that it spoiled the twist in the twist in the trailer didn't go see it.
Yeah. Which is sad, because it was a pretty solid movie.
Yeah.
That's the only movie I've ever seen in New Jersey.
Yeah. That's saying something. I don't know. Do you have anything else, Jeff?
Dead format wrapped officially. So that's in the can. Go support Mike Lombardo, of course. What is it? Is it Kickstarter or GoFundMe?
I think it's GoFundMe or Indiegogo.
Indiegogo.
One of those two.
Whatever fundraising site the campaign is on, go support it. Go. You can pre-order your Blu-ray copy. You can get copies of the other stuff. You can get a copy of the book that the story is in. I'm sure anything helps. Because especially, I mean, it's always critical going into post-production on a movie that there's enough money to get it done. And I mean, if you've been keeping up on it at all, I think you should be pretty happy with the updates and the behind-the-scenes stuff that he's been putting on there for people to see what's been going on.
Sorry, I'm trying to get all the
the peep dust the peep that has dust coated everything and the sour straws. By the way, a Sour Punch straw is not your best work.
No, the Sour Punch straw is pretty bad. Peeps were all right.
Jay didn't like the worms bursting in his mouth.
Yeah, I hated those. That's probably the worst thing than the Sour Patch straws.
Yeah.
Then the Peeps, strictly because the blue Sour Patch Kid eggs were phenomenal. Yes,
I will say, blue egg, pretty good.
That was my favorite bite out of all the things.
I might have to put the Peeps on top just because I don't think I've ever had a good Peep before.
That's a fair point. So there's our reviews of those. If you want to send us an email, let us know your thoughts on all these candies or Ready or Not 2 or They Will Kill You. Send us an email, horrorfortheholidays@gmail.com. Get in touch with us on social media. We are at horror4holidays. That's horror, the number 4 holidays.
YouTube.com/horrorfortheholidays. Hit the bell. Hit the subscribe button. Listen to all your favorite episodes again and again and again and again until the algorithm finally puts us in front of somebody. This podcast has languished in obscurity for too long, Jay. And if you want to help us not languish in obscurity on Apple, which I will say, our Apple fans, you know what? I'm just going to say it, better than our YouTube fans.
Yeah, take that, YouTube.
Getting way more traction over on Apple. You know what we could use, though, to help us get even more? Some 5-star reviews.
Yep, 5-star reviews and leave a review.
Yes. 0 stars if you could, by the way, so we know you're a real sicko.
Yeah, that way we know who the sickos are. We're proud to be part of the Christmas Podcast Network. They'd probably be okay with this episode.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of our more mild episodes. I don't know. They let us run wild on there with Jerry D. blood beating all over
the
place.
We're not talking about blood beating or anything. Mystical boinking. but go check them out. All sorts of great stuff. I know, I think Holidays After Dark released a true crime April Fools or Easter thing recently. So maybe go check that out.
Got to jump on that true crime, Jay.
Yeah. But otherwise, if you listen to the Matt Dupe episode, you already know. But we'll see you next week. Jeff, we're going to get our hands dirty. We're going to plant some trees. It's Arbor Day.
Oh, yeah.
1990s movie about a guy in a sunflower mask killing people. Very exciting.
Well, you know who could fight a sunflower, Jay? The B-Boys.
Yep. B-Boys.
A couple of B-Boys.
The B-Boys signing off.
You want to dress as the B-Boys for Crypticon this year, Jay?
We might. We might be able to do that. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
Bye.